Remembering the eternal covenant that God has made with each of us in our baptism, we make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. O come, let us worship and bow down. And we are the people of his pasture. Indeed, our Heavenly Father has called us to be his people. He has led us to green pastures and still waters. Yet there have been times when we have treated our fellow sheep with disdain, when we have wandered away from our shepherd. But our good shepherd does not abandon us, and so now we confess our sins before him and before one another. Heavenly Father, I confess that I have wandered away from you. Our Heavenly Father has heard your confession and sent his only Son, Jesus, to be our Good Shepherd. Jesus, our Lord, searches for each one of his sheep. He brings back those who have strayed. He binds up the injured. He even lays down his life for the sheep. By Christ's death and resurrection, God forgives you all your sins. And as a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Eternal God, merciful Father, you have appointed your Son as judge of the living and the dead. Enable us to wait for the day of his return with our eyes fixed on the kingdom, prepared for your own people from the foundation of the world. And this we ask and pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for our readings.
The Old Testament reading for the last Sunday of the church year is from Ezekiel chapter 34. For thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so I will seek out my sheep, and I will rescue them from all places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel by the ravines and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed. I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. Therefore, thus says the Lord God to them, behold, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you push with the side and shoulder and thrust at all the weak with your horns till you have been scattered, or till you have scattered them abroad. I will rescue my flock. They shall no longer be a prey. And I will judge between sheep and sheep, and I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. And he shall feed them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I am the Lord, I have spoken. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The epistle is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive. But each in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, after destroying every rule and every authority and power. For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death, for God has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when it says all things are put in subjection, it is plain that he is expected who put all things in subjection under him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to him who put all things in subjection under him, that God may be all in all. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people from one another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on the right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did you see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these my brothers, you did it also unto me. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. Then they also will answer, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister to you? Then he will answer them, saying, "Truly I say to you, as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. And this is the gospel of our Lord. We continue now with our confession of our Christian faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, peace are yours from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. My text for today is our gospel reading. Many, many years ago, more years than I would like to remember, I was serving a congregation in Colden, New York, outside of Buffalo. And we had the opportunity to host a district youth group who presented the play Godspell. In one of the scenes, Jesus gave his followers the very message we hear in our gospel reading for today. He said, "I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. I was in prison and you came to me." And of course, Jesus in the play adds, "Just as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you did it to me." But as we also heard, Jesus goes on to tell his disciples what was going to happen to those who did not feed the hungry, or clothe the naked, or visit the imprisoned and those who are sick. And he concludes with the words, "Just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." And it was at that moment in the production, and I remember this distinctly, one of the followers of Jesus began to slink off the stage. And he casually looks over his shoulder back to Jesus, and he says, "Well, Jesus, if we had known it was you, we would have invited you out for a cup of coffee." If we had known it was you. Don't you see that implies that it's okay to have one set of behavioral standards for one group and another set of standards for another group? That for special people like Jesus, we are to show our best behavior. But when it comes to the ordinary, to the run-of-the-mill folks, why, we can basically act any way we want. And isn't that the way at times we determine our own behavior in relationship to other people? First, we consider, as it were, who it is we're dealing with. And then we decide how we're going to act. And of course, the people for whom we reserve our best behavior are often those who have some kind of authority over us, are those who perhaps can do something for us, or they may be those we admire and respect, or more than likely people we simply like. Yes, we are careful concerning how we treat those people. and less careful with everybody else. When Jesus gave his message, the message we hear today about the last judgment and the separation of the sheep from the goats, he was talking and confronting a mindset which has given us human beings trouble throughout history. Jesus knew that day that in the minds of many of his hearers, the refusal to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit the sick and in prison was okay as long as we were not talking about somebody important. And that is exactly what is implied in the statement, if we had known it was you, we would have acted differently. Think about all the people in the world suffering from hunger and disease and abuses of all kinds. And of course, we really don't like to think about those things. And if the truth be known, often we close our eyes to the situation and we hope that such conditions will somehow simply go away. Yet our reluctance to acknowledge the problem, our reluctance to deal with those problems are actually symptomatic of their cause. You see, we don't become agitated or overly concerned about such conditions because for the most part, the victims are the nameless and the faceless. And yet, if it were my son or daughter, if it were my mother or father, if it were my brother or sister suffering, I would want to know. And you can be sure that I would do everything possible to help. Wouldn't that be true of you? But somewhere along the way, we have misplaced the concept of the worth and dignity of every human being. And yet, as sons and daughters of the one Heavenly Father, we are all brothers and sisters. And we are intended by God to act accordingly, to act and treat each other as family. Jesus' words today to us clearly teach us that we are not to divide people neatly into categories. The worthies over here, the undeserving over there. Today our Lord sets before us, his disciples, some very high ethical standards. He says we are not to act toward people as we think they deserve. We are not to act simply according to how we may feel at the time. Instead, we are to deal with everyone according to grace, according to unconditional love. Another way of saying that we're all familiar with, is that we are to act towards others as God has first acted towards us. Because we must never forget that God in his love gives us not what we deserve, but what we need. And daily we can thank God for that. Therefore, according to Jesus, there are no nobodies. According to Jesus, there are no unworthies. In fact, Jesus identifies with the least, the poorest, the despised, the oppressed, and the needy. And that teaches us something. That if we see them, and when we see them, we see Christ. But if we curse them, we are also cursing Christ. If we turn our back on them, you are turning your back on Christ. But if you love and help them, you are loving and helping Christ. When we walk into this sanctuary, we see very plainly the cross. And that cross says to us that God loves us sacrificially. And now he calls upon each of you to pass that loving along to others as well. And you and I can be certain that what God calls us to do, what God expects from us, that through the power of his Holy Spirit, he will help us to accomplish it. It doesn't mean that it is easy. It only means that it is possible. There's a wonderful story entitled Conrad the Cobbler, told by a man by the name of Edwin Markham. And I'd like to close today with that story. Conrad was a godly man who sought to serve his Lord by the way that he made and repaired shoes each day in his carpentry shop, and by the way he lived with his family and his neighbors throughout the week. Well, one night, Conrad dreamt that Jesus had come to him and told him that he was going to visit him in his shop the next day. And so early in the morning, excitedly, Conrad went into the woods and gathered green boughs to decorate his shop for the Lord's coming. He prepared some food just in case the Lord would be hungry. And then he began to wait. He waited all morning, but the only visitor that morning was an old man who came in asking for a place to rest. As he was resting, Conrad noticed that his shoes were old and worn out. And so he selected the finest pair of new shoes he had in the shop, put them on his feet, and sent the men away refreshed. Because the old man had made contact with someone who cared. Still, Conrad waited for the Lord's coming through the afternoon. But the only person he saw was a woman struggling under a heavy burden. And he had compassion on her. She looked so hungry that he gave her the food that he had prepared for Jesus. And the woman found new strength and encouragement in Conrad's shop, and she thanked him before continuing her journey. Still, he waited through the remaining afternoon, but no one else came. However, just as night was falling, a lost child came in, wandering into his shop. And now Conrad really struggled with what he was going to do. If he left, he might miss the visitation. But he saw that the child was frightened, and he knew how worried the parents would be, so he left his shop, and he returned the child to his waiting parents' arms. And Conrad hurried back for fear that he would miss the coming of Jesus. And though he continued to wait, no one else came. And finally, in great disappointment, the old cobbler cried out, "Why is it, Lord, that your feet delay? Have you forgotten that this is the day?" Then soft in the silence, a voice he heard, "Lift up your heart, for I have kept my word. 3 times I came to your friendly door. 3 times my shadow was on your floor. I was the beggar with bruised feet. I was the woman you gave to eat. I was the child on the homeless street." And then Conrad remembered and understood as never before the words we ourselves have received from Jesus today. "Just as you have done it to one of the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you have done it to me." You and I can never say again, "If only we had known it was you." We cannot plead ignorance ever again. For wherever we are, whoever we may meet, there is Christ, and we are to act accordingly. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, give us the grace every day to look at the people we meet and see Christ in them. And then enable us to act lovingly and helpfully as we would act in his presence. And use such loving actions to bring a larger measure of peace and goodwill to this world that you love so much. And we pray that in Jesus, our Master's name. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, you promised to seek the lost. We pray for all those who have wandered away from your church. We pray that you would strengthen us to reach out to them, to receive them with open arms and open hearts when they return home. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Lord, you promised to strengthen the weak. Send your strength and courage to all those who need it, to the aging, the lonely, the tired, and the vulnerable. Protect and defend them from the wolves of this world. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our cry. Lord, you promised to feed your sheep with good pasture. Raise up faithful servants and shepherds to share the nourishment of your word and sacrament with all your sheep. Hear us our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our cry. Lord, you promised to rescue your flock from all enemies. Guard and keep us from the enemies of sin, death, and Satan. Lead us away from temptation and always closer to the arms of your good shepherd. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our cry. Lord, you promised to bind up the injured. Bring your healing to all those who suffer now through injury, illness, and oppression, especially we lift up Pastor Chris and those we now name in our hearts. Heal them according to your good and gracious will. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our cry. Lord, by your word, you have told us that the last enemy to be destroyed is death. As we await the return of Jesus and the resurrection of the dead, we still grieve and mourn when the enemy of death strikes our friends and family. Be near all those who are mourning the death of loved ones. Comfort them with the hope of the resurrection to eternal life. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Give ear to our cry. And so now into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. And now it is in Jesus' name that we are bold to pray the prayer that he has taught us. Our Father. You may be seated while we prepare the table. Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take eat, this is my body for you for the forgiveness of your sins." In the
the same manner also after supper he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, drink. This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for all for the remission of your sins. Do this as often as you drink of it for the remembrance of me." And now the peace of the Lord be with you always. Take, drink. This is the true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus, shed for you. And now the holy body and precious blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in true faith unto life everlasting. May your departure be in God's peace. Amen.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this saving gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, and in the bold witness to those who do not yet know you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Return no person evil for evil, or insult for insult, but use the many blessings that God has bestowed upon you, that in your life you might reflect his sacrificial love to all those around you. And every day give thanks to God for the power of his Holy Spirit at work in and through you. And the blessings of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with each and every one.